the Sfas Emes in this week's parsha shares the thought that we have in this week's parsha the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and the Chavetz Chaim and others already connect this idea to if you have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, or a person's money, for sure you have a mitzvah of Hashavas Nafshay to help a person come back to, and do the mitzvahs, etc. So one of the roots of the concept of the idea of Kiruv is rooted in this the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. The Sasem adds another layer to the thought, though. And he says the following. The Pasuk says that you should not see the situation and be misalim and ignore it and hide from it. Right? But rather, you should notice it and you will return the Aveda to him. So that statement that you will should return could also be translated that you will return. That you will return it to him. It means if you get to the point that you care about this enough, that you're not ignoring it, that it's important to you, if it's important enough to you, you'll make it happen. Because they'll tell us that B'derchan Ratzolelech is Malicha, the path the person wants to take, the B'derchan will lead him. And to be able to get the Siyata Deshmaya, to be able to accomplish this ability to return the item to the person, it depends on how much you care. So if you really care about the other person and about his financial needs and losses, if you really care, you'll find a way to make it happen. And if you didn't find a way to make it happen, it's partially because it wasn't so important to you. But then he takes that thought and he says, apply that thought to the idea of the Hashavas Gufay, the Hashavas Nafshay. And then he says, and take that thought not to somebody, only to somebody else's, but to your own. That if you're lost, and you feel that the part of you is not where it wants to be, so you feel that you're not you veered off of the path. So you're that item which has veered into the field, veered off of the path. Are you going to get it back in line or not? So he says, well, it depends how much you want it. If you really want it, it'll happen. And the converse is true. If it doesn't happen, it has to be because there's a part of you, maybe a large part of you wants to change, but there's still a part of you who's not ready to make to accept that change which is necessary. It's too difficult. It's comfortable to remain where you are. You're afraid how people will perceive it. Whatever it is that's holding you back, you need to identify that and address it. If you honestly want to change, you have to know what are your fears. What are you afraid of? Afraid of people will look at you differently. How do you overcome that? Whatever the root of the issue is that's holding you back, you need to figure that out. So you can have people who really don't want to continue in the situation that they're in, and they seem to do so. Maybe it's too much of a change at one time. We know that your person's not supposed to jump. The person's supposed to take it step by step. Okay, but the person has to do it with the intent that my final goal is to get there, to be better, and honestly so. So then he could say that he's on the path of really changing this issue. But if he says, you know, I can't handle it, the change, I don't really want the change, I'm just willing to do a little bit. So the person cannot accept that as a tshuva, that you've really changed. You've changed minimally, but there's a much larger issue which you haven't really addressed. If you say that you really want to change it, you understand that the proper way to change is step by step, and it's true that you really want to change it, so then the person can accept this minimal process that we're doing right now as the beginning of the real change, and the root of that is how much rutzen you have. How much do you have a rutzen to change or to not change? So a person has to be honest and look inside of himself. What's holding me back? Why don't I have that rutzen? And what can I do to develop that rutzen? And address those concerns and those fears is a primary element of the Avodah which we have in the Yom and the Royim. you should be zoicha to do tshuva shlema and be able to really change our outlook and bring those true returns that we have to fruition. Have a good Shabbos.